Opinions expressed on 1360 KHNC are entirely those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of the Excursion Broadcasting Network.
Good afternoon. Welcome to the Present Truth program. I'm your host, Rick Rodriguez. The Patriot movement has been so deeply infiltrated that the Patriots, the conservatives, don't know the adversary within the ranks. I'll begin with Candace Owens. And what about Lauren Boebert? Let's talk about these two individuals. Again, just because people use the name Patriot, just because on Rumble or before it's news or on any of the Patriot supposedly non mainstream media outlets, don't think that those who say they are patriots are patriots. Don't assume it. Candace Owens. My goodness. People don't know who Candace Owens is married to. And if you can see who her husband is, then you'll realize she is not a patriot. She's snuck in, and everyone believes that she's what she's not. Her husband is George Farmer. His father is a Pilgrim Society member in the city of London. Her father in law is extremely wealthy. He has gold holdings, gems out of South Africa, oil, and he's Pilgrim Society. Well, his son, her son George, or Candace's husband, married into this very wealthy family that is a member of secret societies. The husband's a member of secret societies, is Candace. Now remember, one thing about Candace, you follow the money. I mean, she followed the money. Wherever the money was, she looked to see where would be the best place for her to settle down, and with whom to settle down. George Farmer, and she's become America's little darling, and eventually they might promote her for president. So, who would, you know, there's Michael Michelle Obama, who may run for president. It looks like the Democrat Party might be, they're in the process of positioning her where she needs to be so that possibly she would run for president. Well, what about Candace Owens? I don't think in this election. And if there would, if it would have been possible to have an election in 2028, Candace would probably definitely be in the running. And let's say that there was Candace and Michael Michelle Obama. Who do you think the American people would pick? Well, they know that Michelle is a phony. She's as phony as Kamala Harris. We'll talk about Kamala in a second. So anyway, Candace Owens. Now, where did Candace Owens originate from? Where did she, what's her background? What is interesting about her? And Lauren Boebert. Vote no on Bo here in Northern Colorado if she decides to change districts to run for Congress. No on Bo. So, Candace Owens, Congressman Lauren Boebert, Anna Kate, and these three were clients of a talent agency known as Explore Talent. And Explore Talent was owned by an Israeli pornographer. His name is Amiram Moshe Safir. And so this was the talent agency that these three women were members of, who they, it was an agency that they were, you know, that was to, that they were using to promote them. And one of the three becomes a congressman, congresswoman. And now this congresswoman may run for the position here in the Northern Colorado, because she won't be elected in Southern Colorado. She won't probably be elected in Northern Colorado because I think that her run is over because she's being exposed for what she is. The present truth, Rick Rodriguez.
Are you looking to sell your excess construction equipment? Trust Steffes Group's team of professionals to get you the best return on your investment. Steffes Group is a nationally recognized leader in the auction business with over 60 years of experience. Their team of professionals prioritize honesty, integrity, and outstanding service, and they work with you every step of the way to ensure a smooth and successful auction process. Go to steffesgroup.com right now to find a sales representative near you and discuss your options today.
J-Day's Appliance is an independent local appliance dealer focused on Main Street, not Wall Street. We offer top brands at great prices, service and parts to help you keep your current appliances running. So think outside of the big box and think independent and save at J-Day's Appliance, located at 132 East 7th Street in Loveland, Colorado, or give us a call at 970-669-1357. You can also visit our website at jdaysappliance.com. That's the letter J, daysappliance.com.
This is Clay with Wagner Electric Company. We're out of Greeley. We're here to promote our Generac and Cummins standby generators and our service to the community with any electrical needs. We're located at 1517 2nd Avenue in Greeley, 970-800-3693. The biggest thing that we want to promote is that we set the standard, and we're here to support you and your needs. 970-800-3693.
This is Brad Keselowski, driver number 2, Discount Tire Ford Mustang. Racing fans know that a quick pit stop to check the tires can give me the winning edge. The same is true for your car. Proper tire tread helps keep traction on the road and everyday driving. To check your tread, simply insert a penny, Lincoln's head first, into your tire grooves. If you can see all of Honest Abe's head, it's time to get your tires checked by a professional.
A message from the U.S. Tire Manufacturers Association.
So with Lauren Noan Boebert, the talent agency again, known as Explore Talent, owned by an Israeli pornographer, Amiram Moshe Seth Rear, and she becomes a congresswoman. These women, the Republican Party, the Democrat, or the, not Democrat, the Patriot, Republican / Patriot / Conservative / a new, very tight group of conservatives that are not blinded, that are aware of really what is happening and who these women are. And finally, the Conservative Party is finding out who these people are. So you have Candace Owens. And then, just recently, she discusses openly, and she states that Jeffrey Epstein, he belonged to the intelligence agencies. And the conservatives, patriot movement, should leave him the bleep alone. Leave him alone. He's part of the intelligence agency. And part of the intelligence agency, who was he a part of? Pilgrim Society. And who were the members that he took to his island? Pilgrim's member Bill and his cousin Hillary. He took the Charles's brother. Was it Andrew? Too many names. Wow, there are so many different names. You need a sheet. You need an encyclopedia of just names of who's who. But these people are Pilgrim Society. Candace is married to George Farmer, whose dad is Pilgrim Society, in a secret society. George most likely was, as a child, he was part of some form of MK programming. Candace, it appears, may have also been some part of Pilgrim's programming or MK programming or who knows what kind of programming. Then we're going to have a gentleman by the name of Doug Emhoff. Doug, you haven't heard about. No one wants to talk about Doug. You would think he's Jewish. He's not. But again, he's associated with British Pilgrim Society in the city of London. He's hiding as a Jew, though he's not a Jew. So what's important about Mr. Emhoff? Well, it just so happens that Mr. Emhoff, his wife, I'll tell you about his wife before I tell you her name. Her parents. One of her parents was Asian descent from India. The other was from the islands, and he was Jamaican. And so these two individuals gave birth to an African-American, Kamala Harris. And Kamala Harris, people want to know, how is it that she, of all people, of all the candidates, better candidates, could become not vice president or imposter vice president along with imposter president Joe Biden? How is it that Joe, where are you going with the gun in your hand, Biden, became president? And who was involved in the background made the decision to put him in as the imposter? replacing Donald Trump. Pilgrim Society, New York and London, two sister chapters, one in the West, one in the East in Europe. She's not natural born. She shouldn't be in the position of a vice president. And Jill Biden is not the first lady. She's the imposter first lady. The word doctor, she is not a doctor of anything. She's a doctor of care for Joe. That's what she does. That's what she's hired to do. That's what she's forced to do. She keeps tabs on him, not day and night, because at night she doesn't sleep with him. He's in some kind of a facility at night where he can be monitored. He doesn't sleep alone. He's under constant care. Every place he goes is basically ICU, very close by. So these are the people that the deceived patriot movement, which has been infiltrated by a very, very brilliant group of secret society members that are in the Republican Party, the Democrat Party, the Rhino Party, however you want to phrase it. The whole system politically in this country is controlled by secret societies. Now, I want to discuss what most people, myself included, are trying to figure out. Lloyd Austin, Secretary of Defense for Babylon the great ruling empire at the end of the world, in the decade before, the century before Christ returns, America, the land of the plumed serpent. So, Mr. Austin, where is Mr. Austin? It may be Russia, in the last week, five days, they sent in glide bombs to devastate Ukrainian bunkers. And this was a main operation. Well, it appears as if there's a possibility that the United States Secretary of Defense Lloyd Austin may have been killed in Ukraine when the bunker he was in suffered a massive Russian missile strike. Something went boom in the night. It could be. They don't know what hospital he is in, what ICU unit he is in. They don't know what his illness is. His illness is he could have caught the flu, the plutonium flu, if they were using a small warhead, radioactive warhead. And the American government refuses to give the American people any info as to what happened with Mr. Austin. So, there was a second individual. His name was Marine Corps Commander General Eric Smith. Now, he's also in the hospital in intensive care. Supposedly had heart surgery. But it's possible that he could have been in that bunker with Lloyd Austin. Both men getting the flu at the same time, almost. The American people need to know what happened to Mr. Austin. He just doesn't seem to appear. Now, are they working feverishly to bring out an imposter? We don't know. Then another thing is Russia and China. They declared war on the United States in February, the early part of February 2022. Open declaration of war. The world didn't see it. The world didn't understand it. Had no clue. But the governments of the world were very clear what happened. February 4th, Beijing, China, Winter Olympics, a partnership between Russia and China, agreement to destroy the U.S. dollar, an agreement to protect the nations that would become partners in the multipolar world trading network. They would be protected from cyber attacks as much as possible. America's attempted coups, assassination attempts, and they declared that they would, Russia and China, they would use their militaries to protect the nations in this system. Eighteen days later, Russia invades Ukraine, forced to send troops into Ukraine to put a halt to American plans to use Ukraine as a base for nuclear weapons along the eastern border. That's one point. America has secret labs, bio labs, all through Ukraine. Nobody pays attention to Ukraine. We have bio labs creating weapons of mass destruction, viruses, diseases. Also, we are doing research like the island of Dr. Moreau. We are doing research, genetic research on animals. The top of the chain, humans, chimera, splicing in DNA from animals into humans into animals. And I think that God decided that he would use Russia to begin to put a halt to empires, bio labs, and all of America's evil and America's plan to destroy Russia through diseases, plagues, and who knows what other kind of evil. Podcast for the Present Truth Program, 1360KHNC.com, and we'll take a break. Rick Rodriguez, The Present Truth.
Hi, this is Tammy Cuthbert-Garcia with Naturally Inspired Radio. Tune in Monday through Thursday at 3 p.m. for the latest in natural health news. Get real solutions for healthy living and hear from our inspiring guests that are leading the way in health and freedom.
My name is James with Milco Carpet Cleaning. I'm based out of Milliken, serving all of Northern Colorado. We're a family-owned company that will clean your carpets, upholstery, tile, and rugs. My goal is to freshen your home and business, leaving you dry and clean in no time with no residues. Mention this ad and receive $10 per room off, up to $50. You can call me at 970-405-3740 or email me at nococarpetcleaning@gmail.com. Don't forget to check out my reviews on Google.
ETI is your local one-stop shop for all your heavy equipment needs, from rebuilding your components to helping manage your fleet. Our goal is to make your life simple. Our full-service hydraulic and machine shop will meet all your expectations. We also offer free pickup and delivery. Call Jeff at 970-685-2064 with any questions or to schedule a pickup. Again, that's 970-685-2064.
I'm excited to announce that we're bringing back our best offer ever on our original My Slippers. You save $90 a pair with your promo code
KHNC.
And now My Slippers come in even more sizes. Smaller sizes, larger sizes, wide sizes, and all new styles and colors. Get them for your friends, your family, your neighbors, everyone you know. What makes My Slippers different is my exclusive four-layer design that you're not going to find in any other slippers. My Slippers' patented layers make them ultra-comfortable, extremely durable, and they help relieve stress on your feet. I'm so confident that you and everyone you know are going to love My Slippers that I'm extending my 60-day money-back guarantee until March 1st, 2024, making them the best Christmas gifts ever. So go to MyPillow.com. Use your promo code to save $90.
KHNC.
That's only $49.98 a pair. Quantities won't last long, so please order now.
1360 KHNC is proud to announce our partnership with MyKind CBD, a local Colorado-based company that uses no pesticides, no herbicides, completely organic, no heavy metals. All their products are CAO certified. That's right, independently lab certified. Our prices are the best in the country. Go out to 1360KHNC.com and hit the shopping cart button and make your purchase today.
9/11, the Podesta emails, Epstein Island, Hunter's laptop, the 2020 stolen election. What truths are they hiding? Find out this and more on Just Informed Talk Radio, weekdays from 7 to 9 a.m.
These are the voyages of the starship Enterprise. Its five-year mission, to explore strange new worlds, to seek out new life and new civilizations, to boldly go where no man has gone before.
Monday through Friday, 2 to 3, the Present Truth program will go to where no man has gone before. In the last 5 years, it seems like the world has gone to explore a world that is unbelievably evil. Evil. Now, then here, I think it was 2 days ago, we have Nancy full of herself Pelosi and a criminal element in American politics. My opinion, and actually not just an opinion, it's fact, a corrupt individual who believes that she is a god, a goddess. So she says that on Sunday that the United States can overrule the U.S. Constitution and ban Trump from presidential ballot. She appeared on ABC's one of the HNN Networks, Hamas News Networks, ABC, this week to discuss Trump's Colorado ballot appeal to the U.S. Supreme Court. She was with George Globalist Stephanopoulos. And last week, Trump asked the U.S. Supreme Court to overturn the Colorado Supreme Court's decision to bar him from the 2024 ballot. They, last month, as we know, they disqualified him from the 2024 ballot. So anyhow, she is asking and stating that we should be able to keep him off the ballot. She said that the states can overrule the U.S. Constitution and ban Trump from the ballot. Stephanopoulos, a lifelong globalist, it says Democrat, he's a hack and deep state asset. He supposedly was stunned by Pelosi's suggestion. No, he's just another actor. He wasn't stunned. He says, you believe Trump is ineligible to be president? Referring to Pelosi's comment on the 14th Amendment. They have different laws from state to state, Pelosi said. A stunned Stephanopoulos interrupted Pelosi and said, it's the Constitution, like George Bush Jr. stated, quote, we don't care about the Constitution is just a piece of bleep. That's not the point, Pelosi said. Each state has different laws. So, this is the way it is in that world. Now, we have to go now to another report from one of the Hamas News Network affiliates, CBS. Bill Gates Foundation buys Anheuser-Busch stock worth $95 million after Bud Light financial fallout. This was in September. I missed it. I think everybody else missed it also. The Gates Foundation Trust bought 1.7 million shares of Anheuser-Busch InBev after the company experienced a few months of controversy and declining stock prices. The Bill and Melinda no longer married Gates Foundation Trust bought the shares valued at about $95 million. Bud Light sales dipped following an Instagram and campaign with Instagram ad campaign with Dylan Mulvaney, the transgender actress and activist partnered with the beer company. Pardon me. On April 1st, which outraged many conservatives. Perfect. Destroy the stock of this company, and who's waiting on the wings? The Hawk Gates. The vulture himself, waiting for something to die so he can devour it. Many people, including Kid Rock, called for the boycott of the beer. The sales dropped a month later. Saw the 23% decline in May from the same period a year before. It was down 28% compared to the same period a year earlier. The company reported it decreased earnings. After the company reported its decreased earnings, Bill Gates steps in and acquires the shares. Bill Gates, who is worth an estimated $111.2 billion, which is an inaccurate figure, you multiply that by a minimum of 10 to give you a more realistic knowledge of what he really is worth. He invests in many companies through the trust. The trust major investments include Walmart, Microsoft, the company Gates co-founded, Deere and Company, you know, like the John Deere tractors. They manufacture, guess what? Agricultural equipment. Now, why would he invest in John Deere? Because he needs the tractors for his farms that he is growing GMO crops. And the beer may have eventually GMO barley. John Barleycorn. What was that old song by the John Barleycorn is Dead? Traffic. Earlier in this year, it was reported that Gates, who said he's not a beer drinker, bought 3.76% stake in the beer company Heineken, according to Reuters. So we're going to have GMO hops in Heineken. Okay, and then we'll go to a short timeout. In return, The Present Truth, Rick Rodriguez, 1360KHNC.com for podcasts for this program and the other hosts that podcast on the station.
Hey, this is Rod from PCs and Parts in Loveland. We're your local computer and parts repair store. We have been in business for over 18 years, and we have been fixing computers and love doing that. If you're having anything with technical-related issues, come by and see us. To reach us, call us at 970-203-0696 or go to our website at PCsandParts.com. We'd love to talk to you about your particular problems.
Hello, friend. I'm Jeremy Sladen, the head coach and founder of the Warrior Mind, Body, and Soul Experience, or Warrior MBS for short. There's a good chance that you're looking to level up with some needed improvements in your physical, mental, or spiritual life, or maybe you need a complete reset in all three. Either way, there has never been a better time for you to make this move, and here's why. Because the world needs you badly right now. Our culture is in full-scale attack mode on what it even means to be a man. Testosterone levels have dropped by 50% since the 1940s, and true masculinity is retreating into these pathetic spaces. Now, all this gender bending has men questioning who they are and how to fulfill their sacred roles in life as fathers, husbands, and community leaders. Warrior MBS is all about unlocking and unleashing these kinds of men.
Go to warriormbs.com to check out the program and set up a live chat with Jeremy today. Again, that's warriormbs.com.
Hey, Chris Lewis here with My Favorite Gunsmith at MyFavoriteGunsmith.com, 970-776-0258. At My Favorite Gunsmith, all I do is repair firearms. I love freedom more than guns, but the only thing that separates a free man from a slave is firearm ownership. I would only add that it needs to work. All of my guns work. Do yours? Find out. 970-776-0258. My Favorite Gunsmith at MyFavoriteGunsmith.com. That's 970-776-0258.
Are you looking to sell your excess construction equipment? Trust Steffes Group's team of professionals to get you the best return on your investment. Steffes Group is a nationally recognized leader in the auction business with over 60 years of experience. Their team of professionals prioritize honesty, integrity, and outstanding service, and they work with you every step of the way to ensure a smooth and successful auction process. Go to steffesgroup.com right now to find a sales representative near you and discuss your options today.
You drift through the years. to one dream appears, and love is its name. And love is a stranger who...
You only live twice, or so it seems. And it just so happens that Chinese Foreign Minister Wang Yi stated yesterday, "We continue to deepen comprehensive strategic cooperation between China and Russia, promote the further development of our countries, support the world's movement toward multipolarity." This is the word of the decade. Multipolarity. This multipolarity, the thought behind it, and the reality behind it, is the stake that has been placed on the heart of the United States of America. It is the wooden stake that is going to kill the bat, the vampire. To the movement towards multipolarity and promote the democratization of international relations. I'm looking at a screen here for this segment, and the light is hitting my screen and I can't see it, and then on top of that, I can't enunciate anything anyhow. Okay, international relations between cooperation and confrontation. Democratization, I'll get that word. Between cooperation and confrontation, we unwaveringly choose cooperation. The relationship between major powers impacts global stability, and China has always believed that major powers should have high aspirations and bear great responsibility. Now, he is talking about the new powers, the two high powers, China and Russia and India, Brazil, and South Africa, all of the additional six countries that are now part of the new expanded BRICS network, the new nations that will come in this year, probably another nine nations, the great powers. China becomes the world's biggest auto exporter with help from Russia. This is very huge. This is a death knell for American manufacturers, auto manufacturers, the corporations like GM, Ford, Dodge, Chrysler. Except the thing is, GM has quite a big investment in China. And with what is happening in the Middle East, in the Middle East with the Red Sea. The Houthis, the terrorists out of Yemen, are continuing to attempt to sink these cargo ships that travel through the Suez Canal. And so Russia has upped its export of goods via railroad track from Asia into China, Eastern Asia into Central Asia, because the shipping lines are under attack. It is an additional trip of about 10 days to take ships down around the southern coast of Africa, which is added expense fuel-wise, with labor costs, and also with food, you can't keep food that fresh. They do ship a little, but the food won't rot if it can get from the field to market in 10 to 15 days, depending on the whatever crop it is. But going around the tip of South Africa, forget it. The journey's too long. Then on top of that, added cost to the end user. China, also South Korea, there's tension on the border of South Korea, the DMZ zone, and North Korea. There is coming escalation, tension, and eventually there's going to be some type of conflict on that border. China is behind it. Russia is involved. And another thing, Vladimir Putin, it appears, I was thinking that he was probably ready to retire, and I think he is. But I think he has decided that because of the tensions and because of the momentum that Russia has in the campaign in Ukraine, Russia is getting stronger, and Putin, I think, is going to run for election.
All of your electronic devices can be severely damaged by lightning bolts and power surges. Even worse, an EMP attack can destroy everything, leaving our technology-dependent society with no technology. But don't let that be you. Go to EMPShield.com and put KHNC in the promo code box. EMP Shield is an electromagnetic pulse, solar flare, and lightning protection system made to protect you and your electronics. Again, go to EMPShield.com and type KHNC in the promo code box. EMPShield.com.
Hi, this is Craig James from Just Informed Talk Radio, and I'm here to tell you about My Kind CBD products. I have been using these products myself, and I can tell you this is the highest quality CBD product I've ever used in my life. My Kind CBD products are 100% THC free, locally sourced from Colorado hemp farmers, and they're organic. And if you want, you can give them a shot today by going to 1360khnc.com/shop. And when you do, make sure you try out everything from the sunscreen to the lotion to the salve to the retinol cream to the tinctures to the cocoa to the coffee to the tea, everything in between. And make sure you try out the pet products as well. They have pet shampoo and pet tincture. You're not going to be disappointed. These products are white labeled and sold in high-end stores and boutique salons for 2, 3, and 4 times the price you're going to be paying at 1360khnc.com/shop, straight from the manufacturer. So go there and buy your products today, and I know you're going to become a repeat customer just like me.
Reasons to own gold, number 37.
Who are the people that tell you not to own gold? Bankers, Wall Street pinstripe bandits, and all the other debt pushers out there. They believe in endless money printing that taxes all of us in the form of inflation. Make sure your wealth is protected by calling the Patriot Trading Group at 800-951-0592 or visit our website at allamericangold.com.
Watching in a trance, the crew is certain, nothing left to chance. All is working, trying to relax. Up in the capsule, sent me up a drink. Jokes, Major Tom, the count goes on.
4, 3, 2, 1, earth below us.
There is in the New Testament, in the Gospels, concerning the years before Christ's return, that Christ in Matthew 24 presents a scenario, and in the scenario there are like 5 or 6 different parts to this scenario. But two of the major parts are, one part is a 7-year period of time divided in half. And the first half of this period is called a time of hardship, a time of tribulation. And following the time of tribulation, there is great tribulation or hardship like the world has never known. In the great tribulation, there is severe famine, severe disease. It is a time of all-out war between nations, especially the United States and the nations of the world. It is a time where this country will be we will relive Nazi Germany, 1939 to 1945, but intensified. Now, before the seven-year period, Christ said there will be a time just prior to the first half of this period called tribulation. This period, initially, prior to, would be called a time of birth pains, like a woman giving birth, and sorrow. When women, I know that, like with my wife, when we had our children, I can't imagine giving birth to a child. But anyhow, it's a time of birth pain and sorrow. It's hardship. But not like what is coming to the world after this period of birth pains and sorrow is over. We are in the time of birth pains and sorrow. Psalm 83, the description and the prophecy about the war that's taking place in the Gaza Strip. This war takes place in the time of birth pains and sorrow. It's leading up to, this is just what is leading up to wars to come, when the first half of this 3.5 year tribulation begins. So we are in birth pains and sorrows, and the things that I present are indicators. Christ said there would be many indicators of the hardship and the sorrow and the suffering and the birth pains before tribulation. But not tribulation has not occurred yet. It will begin shortly after the second part of the wars in the time of sorrows, when Russia and nations come to fight in present-day Jordan. For that to happen, Israel has to win the campaign against the nation of Jordan, which will occur fairly shortly. Rick Rodriguez, tomorrow.
It's Tammy with Naturally Inspired Health Network. We created a group with real solutions for healthy living. Providers with products and services we trust. Need pain relief? Christy Sullivan, Vitality for Life. Want acupuncture? Debbie Ireland, Touch of the East. Looking for a medical doctor? Dr. Sharon Montez, Living Well Health Group. Solutions for health insurance? Wendy Scipione, MPB Health. Naturally Inspired Health Network.com. Connecting people with real solutions for health.
Bleed Stop, clinically proven and FDA cleared to stop even arterial bleeds. Pour it into the wound, apply direct pressure, and clotting occurs in seconds. No stinging or burning. Minor cuts or major wounds, Bleed Stop is a must for first aid kits, backpacks, and trauma bags. Find Bleed Stop by clicking on the Bleed Stop button on the 1360 KHNC webpage. Products and prices listed on the KHNC website are 20% off the regular Bleed Stop website prices. Get yours today.
You're listening to The Roar of the Rockies, KHNC, 1360 AM, Johnstown, Greeley, Loveland, Fort Collins.